The name of the patient is William Chandler. The last name is C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R. First name, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. This is a clinical case of a 56-year-old African-American male who received a kidney transplant in January the 20th of 2020, period. The patient was on dialysis for a lengthy period of time. He was morbidly obese, and because of this obesity, we refer him for bariatric surgery. The bariatric surgery was very helpful. The patient lost close to 100 pounds, and we were able to transplant him, and the kidney transplant has been functioning well, period. This patient had diabetes mellitus and the morbid obesity as underlying disease. Currently, in the latest laboratory workup that was done December the 21st, 2021, the serum creatinine 1.48, the blood sugar fasting was 164. The latest hemoglobin A1C was done in September and was 7. If there is a hyperfiltration, is a possibility, but the amount of hyperfiltration is not related to very high blood sugar levels. The estimated GFR at this point is more than 60 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no activity of the urinary sediment, period. Number two, the patient has been gaining body weight steadily. We went as low as 262 pounds. And throughout the process and up to today, the patient is 386 pounds, which is worrisome. The patient has been treated with the administration of Rybelsus, and the appetite has decreased. However, the patient has been concerned about the weight gain, and he is reaching out to the bariatric center, where they are planning to do some imaging and further surgery if necessary. This information is coming from the patient. He has an upcoming appointment in a couple of weeks, period. I am going to give him a follow-up appointment in a couple of months just to make sure that things don't get completely out of hand. Following number, diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C in the past has been less than 8. The latest one on September 17 was 7. The patient is on Rybelsus and he thinks that the blood sugar is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, the patient has a vitamin D25 level of 27 with supplementation, and he is encouraged to continue the supplementation with vitamin D. Following number, the patient has a tacrolimus level of 6, and as mentioned before, no evidence of proteinuria. paragraph. We spent 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup. In the one-to-one interaction, we spent with Mr. Chandler 27 minutes. We explained the comorbidities associated to morbid obesity and the untoward effects under the kidney on the untoward effects on the transplanted kidney. In the documentation, we spent 8 minutes.